Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What a jam. We didn't know, man. We were blessed with this music. These tunes. Open up them ear holes, Houston. Enjoy this on a Thursday.
Very similar to what I said during the break. I won't bring up the actual conversation. But again, I for a bit thought that this was a bit. That like the Creed and
also is not
NSYNC and your love affair with NSYNC and
I love NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees.
Backstreet's number two though.
And
don't
O-Town.
Get that twisted.
Like I thought this was a bit, but you're serious.
I saw these fellas Creed out at the Woodlands Pavilion last year.
I'm not surprised.
About third row, I was hammered. It's awesome.
Not surprised. Yeah. I thought it was a bit, but you are. This was one of those for me growing up.
Let's go there.
This is one of those, as I call, walking around the buckle. You hear this song, just and I never ever knew who it was. Didn't know who sung it, but I heard it at malls. I heard it in stores all the time.
That angelic voice you
there
found
was
Scott Stapp.
Another one up there. What's another one? 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, there was a Goo Goo Dolls song that I did not know that
Iris?
Was
Iris. It's got to be. It's got to be Iris.
It was one that it was just one of those ones just walking around.
It's my that's a jam.
Yeah, I just thought there were a bunch of them songs, Luke. I didn't know who they were, but I just heard them all the time.
I'm like that now with all of like the pop songs. Any Sabrina Carpenter song or Dua Lipa? I have no idea who actually sings them.
Yep, that sings them. I've heard them. Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, I didn't have this. Don't have it. Yeah. Yeah, that Iris. That must be it. Iris. Yeah.
That was their big song.
You guys both said it. Text line coming through. Nah, bro, quit putting on Creed is worse than mid. Creed sucks because the singer of the band I just can't listen to. This was it. Oh, yeah. That's it.
It's a good tune.
I knew too many of the words of this because I just heard it all the time.
I remember every freaking second of this music video.
Yes.
A little TRL action. That's in right. The afternoon.
I don't think I've ever seen the video.
He's like wheeling around this like abandoned
watchtower.
Yeah, like a watchtower. He's like wheeling around in this chair and he's looking through like these telescopes out into the world and
contemplating his love and what's happened to his heart.
Telescopes out to the world. You went
macho, it'll
man.
Take you somewhere, man.
We had a VHS mixtape of music videos. I think this was on it. We liked it that much.
You were a VHS.
My brothers and I, yeah.
You did that?
All of my favorite music videos.
See, I didn't do that. I recorded. I was a video person. Recorded the NCAA tournament in a whole, and then I had real world all the way up to like Hawaii, like on tape. I forgot about all your VHSs. God, I had the real world. I had from New York to L.A. Oh my God, Tech in Hawaii. Oh, and Ruthie. Oh God, Seattle and Steven when he smacked her, Irene. I had them all, man. New Orleans, oh David. Z-Y-Boo. I had them all, boy. I was real world big time.
Yeah. Hawaii was season number 8.
Yeah.
So you had
I think I went past that. Ooh. If New Orleans, because New Orleans, I think, is
behind. Oh, yeah, 9, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That was it. All right. I do think hopefully we will not be hearing this, and you will not be hearing this at...
if you don't like good music, I mean, okay.
At Daikin Park tonight. This is a huge series. A huge series. And it's early, obviously. It's late May, and obviously it's not going to be the end-all, be-all. But right now, the Mariners have a 3.5-game lead over the Astros. The Astros are in second place, 1 game over .500 after dropping 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays. But, fellas, I think... this could be the turning point of the season for the Astros. And when I say turning point, I think turning point that they're going to have to dig in and get aggressive. We just heard the latest report from Dana Brown. We talked about it earlier in the 2 o'clock hour on Ronel Blanco. He said no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow, but hoping for the best update later today. That'll be something that we're going to be looking for. That is not help the situation. And the reason why I say this is going to be a potential turning point for this team and decisions made by Dana Brown and Jimmy Crane, they got a 4-game set against the Mariners, of which they are 3.5 back. George Kirby, by the way, one of the best pitchers for them, is making his season debut, so hopefully he doesn't go long for the Astros. But you're 3.5 back against the Mariners in a 4-game series. Framber Valdez is going in one of the games. Here are the starters for the other three. Lance McCullers, who is coming into his 4th start and has unable to get out of, 4 innings? That's the longest he has gone. And it's not a pitch count thing. He's throwing 80-plus pitches. You got Ryan Gusto going. And then you're going to have Colton Gordon going. So in a four-game set, right now where we are, just getting the potential news of what is going on with Ronel Blanco. Those three guys are guys you got to run out in a 4-game series? And look, maybe Colton Gordon is going to be a revelation and pitch like he did in his last start. Maybe Gusto turns it around and starts pitching like he was earlier, and maybe you can hold on for Spencer Arrighetti, and maybe the news becomes good for Ronel Blanco. Not sure about that. But Luke, this could be telling. If they get out here and they got problems with Gusto, Lance, and Gordon, like, to me anyway, if those are three parts of your 6-man rotation that you're talking about running, maybe that's tempered down to 5 again with Blanco. But if those are three parts of your 5-man rotation and you're chasing and the team you're chasing, I think this could push Dana Brown and Jim Crane to say, all right, man, we've gotta act a little quicker. We gotta maybe do the Kikuchi deal a month earlier than what we did. So I think this is a big series for their pitching when you see who they got to run out there.
Yeah, I think it's big for, you know, just to see how they match up with the first place team. It's a litmus test. It's gut check time for the Astros. Throw out all the other cliches as well. You're going up against the top team in your division, and you're throwing, you know, the Space Cowboys on the mound. So you have to see how you can match up with the Mariners. And it is big. You want to at least hold serve. I know it's still so early. The old saying was always wait till Memorial Day, which is right around the corner. Well, actually, the end of the
Monday.
Series. Yeah.
Yeah.
To look at the standing. So I guess that's perfect. That's fitting. Because I was going to say it's still too early. But if you do, worse, hypothetically speaking, say you drop 3 out of 4, and now suddenly, you know, you're almost 6 games out of first place already behind these Mariners who are surging. So,
and with a rotation that has Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and then, as you said, Triple A guys.
Yeah. So,
and Lance. I can't do that.
Triple A, Space Cowboy. You know, so you have to see how you match up with these guys. But then I think also the other side, the other half, the other side of the coin of that conversation is that I find the Mariners so fascinating in that they did nothing this offseason, and yet they went from one of the worst offenses in the league to much better. And the one thing they did for that offense was got rid of their hitting coach and put Edgar Martinez in that role. And so if the Mariners come in here and knock around the Astros pitching staff, I also too wonder, and if the Astros offense, if this is just a bad weekend, I wonder if that's also trouble for like an Alex Cintron, where you look across a diamond and you say, like, man, the Mariners, they've turned things around by just making that one change of leading the offense. Our offense has been scuffling as well. Now Seattle comes into our ballpark. This offense looks so much different than even just a year ago, depending on how things go this weekend. And you even start to look at some things, not only with the pitching staff, but on the offensive side of things, too, to try to get this lineup woken up.
Yeah, I've talked about the Alex Cintron thing. I think blaming Alex Cintron, to me, is for Christian Walker, as you know, these hitting coaches, most of their time is with the younger guys coming up. They're not going to be a lot you're going to do with Alex Cintron. All right, his best hitter has been out for over a month now, albeit Yordan was struggling before he got injured. But I mean, again, Alex Cintron, I go your ass away with Yordan, like almost. Let's figure that out. Jake Meyers has been a revelation, right? I think Jeremy Pena, another young bat, is having a career year thus far. I think could be an all-star, right? Cam Smith has been all right for his first taste of things. Right, like I think the younger guys, you would think he is more have an impact on, have swung. DeZinzo, have these nuts, have swung the bat well. The guys that are fighting it are Jose Altuve and Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz a little bit too. They're the ones who are fighting it. So I for me, it's not as much them, him, but the case that you're pointing towards of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yo, man, you can't have an offense that is going to fight it and have struggles all throughout the place. That is unbelievable that I'm saying this, but led by Jeremy Pena and Jake Myers, and have a pitching rotation that has potentially three guys that aren't pitching to a major league level yet. Right? The thing of having both of those at the same time is really a problem.
Yeah, I think you would have to evaluate everything. And I don't blame Cintron either, but also you look at like the Rangers fired their hitting coach a few weeks into the season because things weren't going well. Like, teams can just be a little rash with some of the decision making sometimes. And you also have a manager, Joe Espada, who I actually do like and have defended at times, but you know, he's on the Vegas betting odds for being one of the first managers or one of the next managers fired too. So, you know, we'll see if some sort of change comes, especially after a bad weekend this weekend. But sports are typically copycat leagues. And if you look across to the other dugout and say, like, hey, this team, they've turned things around by just making that one simple change, could that help us? I don't think that's the be-all, end-all. But to the point you made a moment ago, that if things do go poorly this weekend, yeah, I don't think it's just the pitching staff. You have to kind of take a look at everything and say, right, how can we get better? Because now suddenly the Mariners have passed us by this much.
Like, I don't think, I'm not saying they're out of it. I'm just saying at that point, as you said, Memorial Day hits.
Yeah.
Dana Brown and Jim Crane got to talk about adding real reinforcements to help this team, right? Because at that point, you'll probably know more about Ronel Blanco. You understand what's happening with Wisniewski, and like at that point, I think you're gonna have to make some moves. And by the way, along with that, before we jump out, like, this is to me a different type start for Lance McCullers. I think this is as we've talked about on this show for a year, like, he's no longer luxury Lance. That's out. Like, they need Lance McCullers, and this will be his fourth start in a game, starting off the four-game series against the Mariners, the team that you're chasing. Like, I'm not going to say he's got to be, you know, all the way Lance McCullers, but he's got to start to show signs that he's going to be more than 3 1/3, 4 innings, and 87 pitches.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services, It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.